traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Every guy has had that moment where you're like, I low-key am down to fuck that 6 because she's going to be so fucking
nasty on my dick that
I'm going to be like getting it. And then she also knows she has to fucking leave.
How much, I'm curious, how much do you think this is accurate? Do guys have to unplug from the game for an extended period of time for you to really trust them?
Oh my God.
Because this is where it gets really slippery. You find yourself in a 4-year relationship that ends up being disastrous real quick.
Spencer went 2. Hold on.
Say it.
2 years without hooking up with a girl. As an exercise.
A unicorn in front of us, Sophia.
Yes. Straight up.
Yes. Yes.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You want your boyfriend?
Can we do test studies on you? Please come back to New York.
We have to run some tests.
You're going to take DNA samples,
bro. You did not stick it in anywhere for 2 years.
Didn't even jerk off.
No, shut the fuck up.
He told me he did a couple times. Which is still crazy, which is nuts.
And were you sad after you jerked off? You were like, I wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah, yes, I was.
I was.
No, it was. It was like a. It wasn't a crying thing. The tears made it easier. No, I'm kidding. That didn't happen.
Everything is extra lube.
Call her daddy. Your tears are lube.
If you're like,
throw up is lube.
Everything is extra lube.
Blood, tears, throw up. The reason I bring it up though is because I think a lot of guys get like so consumed in the game that they don't know how to get out. Because like sometimes you got to get out so you can see that bird's eye view or else you're going to marry a crazy chick.
You're going to marry a crazy chick because you're trying to get out of the game and you're forcing yourself to do it.
Oh, fucking guys love the crazy. Men love the crazy.
We are crazy in what way?
Got to have a little crazy.
It depends.
It's true.
But guys love the crazy.
We all know about the Matrix.
They love
There's
the crazy.
There's a Matrix. Have you guys seen the crazy hot Matrix?
Yeah.
The craziest ones are always the fucking hottest
This
ones.
Is the thing. We always say... The 9s or 10s are usually the dead fishes in bed.
Yeah.
And if you're a 5 or 6, you have to die for that dick.
You have to work for it. And they know their place. And they will be like, please knock me out and then fuck my
We have a guy friend, actually, that made... Wait. Let us tell this story. We have a guy friend. Yeah. He was hooking up with a girl that was like about a 5 or 6. No guy wants to say they fucked a 5. So like 5. She was a 6. Okay. He was fucking a 6. And she knew her place. Like, she was getting that good dick from this guy who was hot as shit.
Yeah.
He made her what, Sophia?
He made her crawl in through his window. Literally climb his building, crawl in through the window.
She wasn't allowed to speak.
Fuck him. She wasn't allowed to talk.
That's
or make a noise. And then she would fucking crawl out the window.
Wait, do you have a problem with that?
Why are you telling this story? This is fucked up.
Because this is the thing.
That's evil.
Because
that's the definition of
that's not even humane.
Kind of that's not humane at all.
But the thing is what if she liked it? Degrade me.
Some girls like it.
No, but what Spencer was saying is like, sure, maybe in the moment they like it, but long term, like that might fuck her up, dude.
It's screwing you up.
Yeah,
and I will, like, you brought up Riley Reid earlier. Like, she tweets some stuff where she has some serious...
You can tell, like, Riley is in her feels sometimes.
And yeah.
Like,
what does she say?
Just about her relationship with
When she was on our podcast. When she
like,
was on
she
our podcast.
She doesn't always want to be, like, degraded.
No, the reason why she's doing it is because she's covering up some issues in her past.
No, and I can see that. I think, I do think what we were saying is, like, you guys can probably attest to this. Like, you see a girl in LA and she's a 10 and you're like, she's so fucking hot, but she's going to actually be a dead fish in bed.
We have that all the time.
And then sometimes every guy has had that moment where you're like, I low-key am down to fuck that six because she's going to be so fucking nasty on my dick that I'm going to be like getting it. And then she also knows she has to fucking leave.
Yeah. I want to add.
Do you know what I mean? Where a 10 is like dinner, Uber. No.
The next day, a 9 or a 10 is like, can we have breakfast? A 5 or a 6 is like, I'm going to walk myself out. I'm going to get myself the cum rag and wipe it off.
She gets her own cum rag.
It's part of this conversation.
What?
We will say it afterwards.
Okay.
But yeah,
the 5 or 6 gets herself the cum rag. The 9 or 10 is like, dinner.
The 9 or 10 wants to stay for breakfast.
I'll tell you what, the 9 or 10, if she knows she's a 9 or 10, she makes you drive to her house in Santa Monica.
Oh, wow.
It can only last so long before I don't like driving to Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Well, and good for you because you can just fucking leave after.
That's true. That she doesn't linger.
But this is one time, this girl specifically, it's a Santa Monica girl.
I hope she watches this.
After we hooked up, she goes, I've never had this happen before. She goes, so are you going to grab your Uber?
Amazing. He told me
I was so attracted to her.
We tell girls, if you're fucking with a fuck boy, if you fuck him and then you get up and you grab his face and you kiss him on the cheek and you're like, I'll text you when I get home, and you don't text him when you get home, he's going to be like, oh, you forgot your hair tie here.
No.
Did you get home okay?
100%.
They freak the fuck out.
It has happened to me.
It's the game.
Numerous times where a girl's been like, hey, that was fun. I'll see
Peace
you later.
Out,
and I'm like, yo, and before she said that, I was like, yo, yeah. And then she says it, and I'm like, hey, maybe we'll grab dinner.
Yo,
it's all a fucking game on both sides. I want to ask you this because it's on the topic.
Okay.
This has happened to me as well on the flip side. Girls that are like, hey, I don't really have anything to fucking do today.
Get the fuck out, bitch.
How do I handle that situation?
That's what you do. Get in your car and you drive away.
Unfortunately, you have to pretend that you're leaving.
You have to pretend you're leaving.
You have to tell her you can.
We've done the car U-turn.
So get in the car.
Here's what I do. And he's said this seems problematic. I just simply say to them, hey, your Uber's outside.
If you want to have another maybe chance of fucking her, because she could get a little sensitive with that, if I were you, I would be like, yo, like, I'm so sorry, but I got a meeting, I got to run. You're free to stay. And then you bounce and then pretend, like, make up like you're the fucking assistant. And you're like, hey, I'm so sorry, we're locking up the house.
We've done all that.
Yeah, okay, so boom. Don't tell her to fucking.
Honestly, for any girls listening, do not be the fucking girl that lingers the next day. Grow up, grow a pair,
get the fuck
and
out.
Get out of the house.
But I've had lingerers, and this is, again, part of my problem. And, like, you know, I'm fucking cool with it.
That's
like,
fine.
Around,
they're in
out,
your
like,
house, inconsistency, right? Logan. Inconsistency. Sure, if a girl is every fucking time bacon and eggs and pancakes, no, bitch. But if you grab his face and you kiss him on the cheek at like 3 a.m. and you bounce, but then maybe the next time you're like, want to get some food? That is it. It's the inconsistency with fuckboys that work.
Well, this correlates with why he ends up with so many playing house people, because the next morning he's like,
I already know it would work on Logan. He'd be like, oh my God, she left at 3. Oh my God, I want to see her again. Yeah. And then she stays for breakfast.
I'm
like,
gonna be honest with you. I don't know if you're right. And I'm not saying that
I don't know myself enough.
Yeah. I'm probably just like you.
Yeah.
Just said inconsistency.
Yeah.
Inconsistency. So like unpredictability too is something that just gets me off.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
If I don't know what a girl's doing next, I'm like,
it's intoxicating.
I will spill some beans on him. He says he doesn't know this, but one thing I know for sure is he has a pattern of girls that he will take to the next level.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they are generally girls that have something pretty good going in their life.
In
terms of like it being an actress,
being a top YouTube star, whatever.
I mean, that's really the main thing.
Yeah,
is
have
like
your own fucking
people
life.
Have your own shit going on.
But it's not like, Logan, people, what are we doing today? And it's like,
before y'all had the podcast, what was that for you?
She was working at a finance.
I was working at a finance firm in New York.
Y'all in there.
And I was working for a magazine.
Did you get hit on by the finance bros a lot?
Oh, yeah.
What was that like? So I witnessed it back in Connecticut recently. Yeah. I was just back there a few weeks ago.
Go to the bathroom.
And this girl I went out with, this girl that I'd like been hanging out with a bunch of times, we went out and she met her her coworker was randomly at the bar.
Yeah.
I watched his eyes during that conversation. And I've never, sorry if you're listening to this, bro, but I've never seen a dude's eyes be like, I'm sitting right there. I brought her to the bar and he's like, so what are you like doing at
the finance? Yeah, bro.
I'm sitting there. He's got his Vineyard Vines.
Yeah.
He's got all that shit going.
The dress shirt and the fucking Patagonia vest.
The finance bro bod.
Yeah.
Did you not to
so
change?
So finance bro really is basically just the next step in the evolution process of a frat bro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them talk a lot of shit in college and then they end up working in a cubicle.
And like a lot like, of
how right? is that
maybe
a turn off
maybe
for
not
you
a
both?
Cubicle, but
no, yeah.
no.
I mean there's
I'm just curious.
Finance bro a lot of times they go on to be extremely successful as like financial advisors, you know, whatever, but the culture there was like insane. Yeah. Like how the men were there.
You were in the city, right?
Yeah. And I was in Manhattan.
Is it like Wolf of Wall Street type levels?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we always talk about the finance robot because these guys are like so high on themselves and they go to the bar after in their like work outfits.
I just left Equinox or
they go to Equinox once a week, but they brunch every fucking week. And like, they've got their
like
button
SpongeBob.
Down.
They have SpongeBob tiny arms.
Do
and
they
then,
step
like,
it up from Equinox to like Dog Pound at some point?
Nope,
or is it just
nope,
Equinox is maxed
and they,
out?
You they go
know
once
your
a
New
week.
York shit.
You do.
I'm
you've
from made, there. Yeah.
And then you see them when you like low key go to start hooking up with them. They start sweating because they know they've got the dad bod, the finance robot underneath, but they've got their suit. They're feeling hot.
Yeah, any guy in a suit can fake that.
Thoughts on dad bods?
Dad bods, small dicks for the win in 2019.
What's the biggest?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, that's fine.
You got to leave this show then.
Actually, speaking of which, you
guys have the ability to rate dick size based
on. Said that.
What did I say?
You can rate dick size based on energy, based on.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at you guys and I know how big.
So, okay. Yeah, we've heard you say this.
Roll it out.
We've heard you say this.
Oh, by the way, take. Let's do this one.
No.
Before and then tell me. And this is the last one.
Wait,
we
can I have more water, though?
Yeah, we'll get it for you.
I'm a little parched up in this bit. Oh, thanks, Luke. Is this alcohol, too?
It's all vodka.
Like, low-key, like, Everclear.
In this gallon jug. It's all they drink here.
This is the last one.
Is there backwash? Yeah.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Cheers. Alex, hello.
Oh, cheers, motherfuckers.
Cheers.
It's a big dick energy.
Or small dick. That works, too.
I respect you.
All right, go ahead, Sophia.
I've
heard you say this.
That girls have, it's like a sixth sense, intuition.
ESPN.
I can look at you guys and I know.
Would you call it a dick sense?
Okay, so can
like, I'm not going to.
No.
Why? Can
yes,
you whisper in my ear?
No, because if I'm going to do that, then we need to confirm it. And I don't think we want to confirm it. I think that could be an HR issue.
Can you whisper in my ear?
Take out your
mine,
winner.
Please. I'm not going to take out my
winner. Flash it under the table. Just
fucked
like,
up
where?
Part is I will.
No.
Okay. I'm not going to, but I will. I could. I would.
What? No, sorry.
No. Wait, we know. You know.
Convenient. Just whisper in my ear. We're not even recording anymore. Off impulsive.
Wait, we said the same thing.
Really?
That's how I fucking know. That's how I know this shit is real.
good, but like,
right.
Nothing like
not
fuck.
Crazy. Not I'm crazy.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Crazy.
Y'all are wrong.
No.
Oh, no. What? I don't believe
wait,
you.
No.
I can confirm.
Wouldn't confirm or deny that.
I would say you're a bit above average.
Yes. But not by much.
Yeah, but y'all gave me fucking, like, okay.
No. He's like a small
that's not
little.
Why would you think that number
I think
low?
You're,
that's a.
No, I think you're a little above average. I think you're like, I don't think you're
you
like skinny. I think you're like
you
not
bless
girthy.
Me a little more than I would have myself. Like, I'll be honest. Like,
you're an average.
No.
You're above average. You're above average, but not by much.
No.
Nah.
No, you guys were close.
You're close.
But a little, you overshot it. Just
undershot.
You overshot it a little.
Well, it is his show. I'm hoping he edits this well to make us really look good. So I'm trying to hike him up here, boys.
No, Logan, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
You should have been like, I'm big.
You're like, I'm huge, girls. Hit me up. Let's go.
No, because...
Man, you don't like to
I tell
lie.
People my dick is small. Like, yo, by the way, up until I hook up with girls sometimes...
You have a micro penis?
I'll tell them I have a micro penis.
I think that's good.
And I'm curious to see if they'll still do it.
You're like,
and it's this fun
do
little game.
Do you actually convince them that they
does.
Believe you?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
They believe that you have a micro penis.
You know why? Because I go, to be honest, like the reason I'm so like kind of cocky, like I drive like an expensive car and shit. Like,
you didn't say that. I didn't even know you drive an expensive car. You dropped that on us. Okay, no.
I'm not talking to you. I'm saying this is what I say to the girls. I'll be like, It's because I'm overcompensating. And it, like, I know it's really embarrassing, but I want to get it like,
self-deprecation.
You're such a jokester. Fuck you.
No, because I'll say it seriously. I'll be like, I want to get this out of the way right now just to avoid any sort of complications.
Logan, I would say whip it out right now. Take off your pants. Let me see. Get hard.
No, because I'm a grower, not a shower.
So what are your thoughts on that?
A micro penis?
No, growers, not showers.
I think it's fine.
What about it? Is it a true thing? Some guys are more growers.
No, so I'm saying if I whip it out right now, like there's no merit in that. Like it won't tell you anything.
We'll put on porn.
We always do that. When we think guys are gay, we put on the gay porn test.
Do you want us to put something on?
How does it have to be gay porn?
No, because we always check if guys are like, oh, I'm into you, but they're like not trying to fuck. I'm like, you're gay. And then they're like, no, I'm not gay. So we put on gay porn.
And what's the reaction?
And then they get hard.
We see if they have a movement in their pants.
I love you.
Want to hear something I've heard about?
What?
A penile reaction to stress or anxiety that could potentially be a reaction to gay.
When you die, you get hard.
So your test might be flawed.
Do you want to talk some? Okay, wait.
That was actually brilliant. And I like want to look into that now.
Me too.
I've actually never heard that before.
For example, there are times where you have a fight or flight reaction that produces a boner.
Right.
So someone comes up to you.
Like if a bear is coming at you?
Yes, a bear, or say you're getting mugged in New York City, which happens all the time.
It's a defense
mechanism. And someone's just abdomen stabbing you, like everybody gets stabbed in New York City. Your dick just pops a chub.
Can we talk about some fetishes or like weird porn? Because we were talking about PNP porn the other week. Do you guys know what that is?
Prenatal porn?
No.
Perfect Party. Nipple porn? No, let me finish this fucking shit.
No.
Party nibbling porn?
No.
Potentially.
Just let him do it. Maybe
party and play porn. It's when people are smoking meth and you get so horny when you're smoking meth. So it's like a fuck or die situation. You're like, fuck.
It's like the craziest porn I've ever seen. It's crazy. The way these people fuck is like fuck or die.
Can you tell they're on meth?
Yeah, they smoke it on the camera. So you watch a girl or guy, they're smoking meth, and then can we use this? But okay, whatever.
I don't know.
You, me either. So
they made a show about it, Breaking Bad. Like we could talk about it.
Guess. No. Okay, let's try a different one. What about the tickle fetish? Have you guys heard of that? Guys get off to watching other men like tickle
or
each other.
Guys, just there's like this whole underground thing.
And guys like jack off to that.
Yeah,
I had a girl. You guys ever party in Miami at all?
No.
I had a girl in Miami recently. She started hooking up with this guy. He took her back to his multi-million dollar fucking canal side house on South Beach off Collins. He brought her downstairs into his basement and put on high heels. What do you do?
That's so common. There's girls that are like, oh, I got a guy. DM'd me. He would pay me $1,000 if I took pictures of him
like in my underwear.
And he wanted me to shave his ass and then take pics in a thong.
Honestly, if I was really into the guy, that would not deter me.
So I'm pretty open. I'm not saying you're into me at all, but later on, we go out to Warwick, we come back, whatever.
What are you really trying to say?
Listen, okay, Mike is looking. If you want to hit on me, just hit on the record. Put on the record.
Listen to me. We come back here. I pull out some Louboutins.
Brunettes
and blondes. No, I like talk to people.
I pull out some Louboutins.
Sarcasm is my love language.
If you were super into it, I would keep an open mind and be like, all right, let's try it out.
What if I put a thong on?
Like sexy.
And it's up my ass,
baby.
I would still be like, do you guys want to talk about the post-nut clarity really quickly?
Do you have any girls that listen to this? How you would describe the post-nut clarity? The post-nut clarity is that
when you can just see the future?
It's like 2020.
And you're just like, what have I done?
He's a 2020 vision.
What have I done? Yeah.
It's like
Joe Rogan described it as there's a man driving a bus and he's going crazy. And then as soon as you go, you're in control of the bus.
I feel bad for girls because like a lot of girls I think don't get it. Like after you fuck a guy and he like locks himself in the bathroom for a minute, or like he turns over and doesn't want to cuddle, I'm like, girls you could have fucked his brains out. It has nothing to do with it. No. He needs a fucking minute.
Yeah.
Yes.
And girls are like,
2020 vision, crystal clear. They're like everything. What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
And they need a second.
I have figured out most of my financial planning, my will, and everything
in that moment.
Yeah. I go in the bathroom. The first thing I do after I nut is always piss because I want the rest of that out of my system.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And I go in there and I pee, and then I stand there and I look in the mirror and I say to myself, 5% of my annual gross can go to a Roth IRA.
beautiful.
Oh my God. My will should
and
benefit.
And this bitch is over there like, where is
she's
he?
She's like, where is he?
Is he doing?
I want either an Uber or some Uber Eats. Like, one or the fucking other. All right.
Yo, I'm so impressed by how on point y'all are.
Oh.
This is crazy.
Do you want to say one more thing before you, I'll let you take it over because it is your show.
No,
let's talk about,
no, it's not. It's
nudes
our show.
Never die.
Nudes never die.
Every one of you can look at your girlfriend and be like, baby, I deleted all my nudes. Fuck out of here.
You
every
guys
girl
have a
balls
secret,
her eyes out.
Every single guy here has a secret fucking folder with all of his ex-girlfriends'
nudes.
Hold on
a second. Nudes, can I tell
you something? No. Sex you're going to say you delete your nudes. You delete your nudes.
Deleted the folder.
That's a lie.
It was an app called
no.
Hold on a second.
Later.
No, it's on your iPad or on your computer.
Zoom in on this app right here. There's an app in the top of my
calculator.
It's called Photo Vault.
Yeah.
It is called Photo Vault. It uses a very high pressured password.
And listen, you could be a unicorn, but I also don't believe that. But this is the thing. Girls don't get it. And this is the issue is like, guys, it's not about whether you like your girl or not. And like, you may be in love. You could be fucking married. But those nudes are like a fucking trophy case for you. Like, you work for that shit.
Nah,
like, you wanted that shit.
You,
they
I told
never
you.
Believe him.
Nah. I'm not lying.
Every
what's,
nude.
What's my motivation to lie?
No, I don't know. Why would you delete every nude?
Here's the
iPad.
Let's clarify. They never got to the photo vault. They never got to the save photos.
They're in the text messages.
They sent them to me and they're in the text message chain.
And you keep them in there?
Like, to be honest, like, yo, send me a nude. Great. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, that's a solid point. I'll say this.
I was going to say, I know some guys that are like that. It's like in your text, you don't save them. I feel that.
I'll add this. The last time I added a photo to that photo vault was probably 3 years ago. And the last time I've looked at a nude that someone sent me more than 2 hours ago.
Like,
I was fucking never.
So are you guys not into nudes?
No,
really?
It's not that.
I feel that. But there's some. But listen, your demographic probably the amount of guys that are like, I got this nude.
Let
me send it to you, bro, because it's fucking
why.
And it's like, they fucking treasure that shit. And so there are a lot of guys, and like, you guys could be unicorns, but like, nudes never fucking die.
I feel bad
for girls. We had a girl that just wrote into our show and was like, I didn't believe you guys. I'm in a relationship. I'm like, there's no fucking way. I went onto his phone. I went onto his Dropbox, and in the Dropbox is a folder, and it is hundreds of nudes.
Get so upset. It genuinely does not bother me if I'm dating a guy and he still has nudes from his past relationships.
Care.
It doesn't bug me.
I will tell you why. It is because we are exceptions to the rule. You are probably right. I'm going to speak for myself.
Okay.
The amount of fucking nudes.
I don't care.
2 Chainz says in one of his songs, don't send me that
noodle.
Don't send me pussy pics. Send me the puss. Like, come.
Oh.
Like, come.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to see
videos
pictures
of you, like, masturbating.
I don't
want to
see it. I showed him one recently that was horrifying.
Wait, I want to see it.
I kind of want to
show it to us.
Do you remember what the one I'm talking about?
Was it a video or a picture?
Oh, man, I need to see it.
What'd you call the jackhammer?
Oh, yeah.
It was that. To her, herself.
But hang on. Not to her vagina.
Oh! Shut up!
We out.
I want to see it.
I'll show it to you.
I
but listen, what I'm saying is this. Don't send me videos. I don't want to see them. I don't care.
Yo, but
they
also,
do nothing
but
for
also,
me.
I, like, I'm numb to fucking nudes.
That's
dude,
what
I'm saying. You're desensitized to tits.
But maybe... That's why I get nudes, because like...
Yeah, you're like, I don't even
you're
ask.
You're not asking for it.
She's like, Logan, you're like, I didn't even ask. You're like, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, nudes. You're like, what?
Oh, shit. No, I was going to say there's like a sense of trust. Like, I'm not... Like, there are...
How many Snapchats?
Wait,
how many Snapchats?
Do you ever go and look back at a girl's nudes? Never.
Literally never.
Never.
Oh, wait, once, Logan Paul, bitch.
No. Once, I can't get like specific. Obviously,
okay,
like, say whether it's a real relationship or just a girl I was talking to for an extended period of time. Maybe after we're done, I went and looked, and I was like, yo, what's keeping me from leaking this right now? No, seriously.
Wait, stop.
Let me answer. I'm like, oh yeah, because like I'm a human. I'm a human.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also like but that's why. That's why I'm nervous when girls send me nudes, because how many guys have that exact reaction who aren't like me and like actually are trying to get vengeance in a way?
Can I tell you too? The one time I'm always able to scope or know a dude is like a rookie when it comes to like nudes or fucking,
oh my God,
is when he goes, yo man,
yo, you look, just want to see this,
or
see
or
this?
They say, or they text me and they'll be like, sorry, fuck, I just got this text today, I'm sorry, you,
no,
if
we
you
keep
see
saying
this
sorry
I'm
to the camera,
I'm sorry once
this.
Again I'll show you all this shit, but someone texted me today, sorry I didn't respond earlier, I was having a threesome with twins, and he was
like, what?
He was,
but like
he was,
for what
he
like,
was. But the thing is, to
like,
most...
act like you've been there before, yeah, bro. Let's go. Yeah. Come on. That's
act
what we say.
Like you've been
act
there
before. Like you've been
thank
there before.
You.
That's what, yeah, we say on Colorado.
That's our,
dude,
motto.
True,
like annoying.
True.
Been there before.
I think the lack of trying in this world when,
oh my
it comes
God,
to girls is everything.
Yeah. What do you mean lack of trying?
All right.
Not
so,
acting like
so
you're
every,
like...
every time I've ever gotten a nude, ever gotten head, ever fucked, has been because I didn't fucking
please
ask
don't tell
for
me
it.
You're double tapping girls' nudes. Be like... heart.
No,
good,
no,
job.
I'm just like, I'm
if you girls are saying,
do people do that?
Yes, we have girls,
yes,
writing in and
so
saying,
sad.
She's like,
so
this girl's
sad,
like, and girls, this is actually like our job is low key fucking fire.
Yeah.
Girls are sending us their nudes for approval before they,
right,
send it to their hookup. So I have like low key hundreds of girls'
hundreds
nudes in my phone.
Nudes.
No,
and and,
yes,
we message them back. We're like, you like point
pop
it down.
Your, pop
do
your
this,
ass out. Put your shoulder,
yeah,
out,
yo,
a little bit.
But what happens is this girl was like, yo, I just sent this to the guy I was fucking. And
he hearted
he
it.
Fucking hearted
and
it.
I would freak out. Oh,
you will never
out.
Block.
Yo,
you will
yo,
never
yo,
hear
me
from
ask,
me again.
Let me ask you.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Oh, y'all ever, God. I mean, you don't send nudes anymore, but back in the day, or do girls, like I had this, she face-tuned her nude before she,
yeah,
sent it to me.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
then she was over at my house one day, and she's like, oh, look at this picture. And she opened up an app, and Facetune was there. And I was like... was that the
you're
nude
like,
you sent me?
No.
And she's like, yeah, I did.
Wait,
and
could
she,
you tell it was Facetune?
No, all she did
you just knew it
was remove
app.
Like a little blemish on her,
yeah,
side.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, I don't
really.
I don't,
you're like, I don't really,
yeah,
care. Because I'm going to see it later. Maybe,
I mean, I don't,
right,
know, but that was, I felt. That
no,
was,
oh, girls are photoshopping
see,
their
this
nudes.
This is the thing. And
big
this is the
time,
thing.
Which
first
is
of
insane.
All, but the thing is I think I understand there are so many girls. Listen, we all have our insecurities. Girls especially, like, you guys live in LA. Like, we were walking around fucking eating carbs like fat asses. But, like, people here, it's like, who looks the best? And so I get why girls can be insecure. However... that's yes, that is
no,
embarrassing.
Also,
yes,
these
girls, are doing it.
Girls
dude,
are
the
overdoing
girl,
shit and showing up places and do
who,
not look like the same person. And that needs
bad
to
news.
Stop.
That's this
that's
city.
Like, that needs
that
to stop. That's insane.
Do you guys think we look like our pictures?
Yeah, do
y'all,
we? Yeah.
Y'all are fucking great.
Actually, okay. You guys look better in real fucking life.
Perfect.
Like, straight up.
Can you please make sure that that goes
that
out? Thank you. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, Tom.
No, but
we're going to cut around
that. Fuck you, Logan. No, I wanted to say, and I don't mean to, like, throw shade, but that girl that was like on The Bachelor, Amanda Stanton, and she is on national whatever talking about this like the saddest thing, and she has the fucking dog filter on her head.
These
and I'm like,
girls that get on their story crying and they have a dog ears.
Let's talk about dating apps for a second. I
okay.
think this leads right in.
If anyone has a fucking filter on their dating app, you are cut.
You're
your
done.
You are done.
You
I am throwing
you
out the balcony. You're forever done.
And
get the fuck out of here.
What do you mean by that?
Shit.
Do you mean pet filter? Like,
you're
you
not showing
any,
up to
any,
a date with
hearts,
dog
anything.
Ears.
Another thing, girls, just so you know, a guy is going to your dating profile, finding the ugliest picture you have, and that is what he's basing what you're gonna look like off
absolutely.
Of. Just so you
and
know.
And it's funny because Tinder and Bumble try to buck that trend
yeah.
by
yeah.
showing your most engaged picture
dude,
first.
Well, like, they're going, guys are literally scrolling to your ugliest
what
picture.
You
they're
think?
Like, this is what
this
I'm
is
getting.
This bitch, and
involved
then she may be like,
with.
Minus two.
Yes.
When you see a girl and she posts a fucking picture with the dog ears, this bitch is not showing up with dog ears.
Yeah.
Like, for
y'all
why? For what? For who?
The
y'all
crown.
Are so, like...
It's like...
That's not even an issue here because everyone
rough.
Knows that.
Like, it's
no,
rough. But,
it,
but
it's still
girls are
who's
still
the last dog ear girl you've seen on
when,
Instagram? Or
no, not
are
Instagram.
You
on
dude,
dating
I don't mean
on
to be an asshole,
ass.
But, like,
no,
I
right.
I know some YouTubers I follow that, like, have, like, the hearts over their head when they're...
Oh, fact. Fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you rolling in here with fucking hearts?
Question
no.
For you.
So what
question
are we doing? Why are we fucking wasting
what are we
our
doing?
Time? Fuck
what,
that shit.
What happens when someone rolls in and they actually do have dog ears?
We're fucking what? Shook to the core.
I would be like, we're fucking.
We're
that's
fucking.
Amazing.
Let's go. I love let's that. I'm going to do that as my Halloween costume.
Yo, can you fucking imagine that shit?
No.
That would be great.
I was going to say the whole thing about like, it's easier to fuck a girl with hair extensions. Like, girls will fuck you. But what? Then I was like, LA, what? I feel like.
What?
What? What? No, we talk about on our podcast how like girls with hair extensions, you can fuck easier than girls without.
Why? Yeah.
Well, there is this thing. When a girl has hair extensions, people are going to freak the fuck out. When a girl has hair extensions and a guy goes to grab her hair, and this girl knows this guy is about to feel my track, it's going to be so embarrassing.
He pushes her hand.
Her ginger reaction is grab his hand and fucking shove it down your pants.
So
like,
dude,
they are
funny.
So scared.
That is so yes.
You
funny.
Show up
wow.
to a date you didn't even meet. You didn't even think you were going to make out, and all of a sudden you're going to third base. He's right. fingering you, and you're like,
he's,
what the
he's
fuck?
He's about to grab your hair, and you're like, that's so embarrassing. I'd rather him finger fuck
oh
me. Let's
my.
Go.
But,
so target
but,
the girls with tracks.
That's incredible. Yeah. In LA, it's not like New York. 90% have tracks here. So
they
that's,
have wigs. Yeah, I get
so
it.
And I get New York.
No, I get
not
it.
New York.
Right,
yeah.
Let's
love
go.
Nah,
let's
move to
let's
LA,
go.
Yo. I wonder how y'all here. Would do here. I wonder
maybe.
How y'all would do here.
I don't know. We would be eating bagels, so maybe not.
So I don't know.
No, it's. I think that's a myth. Like. People in LA don't eat carbs. Like, we eat fucking carbs.
Okay.
Yeah, we eat hella carbs here.
That's semi-true, but sometimes I'll go get a coffee and I'm like, yeah, I'll have cream and sugar in it. And they go, you fucking scumbag.
You,
you fucking
fuck.
Scumbag. What are you, a caveman?
You're like, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Take it out.
Yeah, please give me the oat milk and your fucking
you're like,
weird
I was
raw
like, do you guys
sugar.
Eat like chicken parm?
I still do.
Pizza.
Yo, I got pizza. Alex Jones got pizza on the show yesterday. He didn't have a slice. And I go to him after. I go, yo, we were boozing. Like, you didn't have a slice. And he goes,
you're like, I gotta keep my finger tight.
He goes, I'm just not really about that pizza.
Oh.
Like, I go, bro, what happened?
No,
what
I hate myself.
Happened?
I really
Why?
Do hate myself.
Because you're trying to stay in shape.
I'm going
to really.
Make you
no,
eat
no,
pizza
that's,
tonight.
That's the worst part about it. I'm not even like, man, I'm not going to eat this pizza because I want to stay healthy. It's become so ingrained in me. I'm an LA fucking.
You're like, there can
is that
be no
really
carb
for
right
real?
Yeah.
So like, you're not was, eating carbs.
No,
really.
I do
you're
eat carbs.
You're trading carbs for pussy.
No, listen, guys.
What?
I'm not here to
what?
Just have sex and stuff.
You're like, kind of. You're like,
but
what?
Like, you're like every other guy.
You're like,
so
my dick
yeah.
is amazing.
No,
let's go, girl.
I'm not. Dude.
No. Let's go.
I'm, yo, guys.
I can do it too.
Nah, listen.
Off of my leg.
Can I be quite honest?
Honestly, Impulsive is the worst podcast
that's happening.
Yo, I want to be real with you for like
okay, yeah.
on the hundo out of a hundo type shit.
Okay.
Okay.
99 plus one type shit. Like, ladies,
can you take your leg off?
No, ladies, what's
ladies,
happening?
Listen.
Are you hard
yeah,
right
listen,
now?
Are you hard right now?
Yeah,
take off.
What's happening?
Me, like personally, like.
Like
I'm not
part
like,
of you're 70%, 60.
I'm not
you got
like,
a chub.
I'm not like these okay. other guys. Like I'm just not. Like.
Whoa, my dick.
Fuck boy until he proves otherwise. All right.
Until he proves otherwise. He already has.
No.
He already has.
No.
If any guy.
Okay, no. Like no.
Yo,
no. No. I respect
no,
that. But that will work.
But me. No, I'm different. Like,
no,
I'm like, so, like,
listen
baby, come
me.
On. Look at my house. Look at my car. I have a micro penis. Fuck out of here. No, it doesn't. Shut the fuck up.
The I'm not. The I'm not like other guys is
oh.
is the equivalent of girls saying, "I've never done this before."
Oh my god.
I have
I
never
love
done
that.
This. I have never done. And it's so funny because occasionally when I get that I've never done this before,
okay.
they contradict themselves like 5 minutes after.
And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, why are you literally bouncing up and down and a freak on my deck?
How did you end up doing a backflip off my fucking bed frame onto my cock if you have never done this before? You literally
are
just
you done? Brad, we got a problem.
Brad, get
Brad!
In here. Brad, get in here. Right fucking now. Right fucking now.
Give it the gluck gluck.
Yo, the girl, give it the gluck gluck. Yo,
Brad,
quickly,
quick.
Suck off my microphone cable. Hey, the girl who texted me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
The girl who texted me and was like, yo, I'm excited these girls are on your podcast.
Uh-oh,
she said,
what is she saying?
Ask them about the gluck gluck 9000.
Every fucking man.
Is it because it sounds like gluck?
No,
it's a double hand twist. Okay,
yeah, but what's
so
a gluck?
The gluck is the noise and the saliva. Yeah. But also I think girls like don't even know guys have balls sometimes when they give head. They don't even know. Like pop a ball and then pop the other one and like keep.
Have you ever dealt with a dude who's missing like some of his testicle?
No. Oh my god, wait. Actually. We have this theory we haven't talked about on Caller Daddy.
Oh, we haven't. Should we really say it here? Should we save it for Caller Daddy?
This isn't gonna get any views or anything.
Okay. Like it's not even that big of a deal. Like we're literally in a shack.
We're in a garage.
Also, I just want to point out that we are higher than you on the ranking.
I
don't think they are. Can y'all check that? And by the way, when you're checking that, can you rate us 5 stars?
Make sure we get
Impulsive. Hold on a second.
Look at this merch.
We have a YouTube show. I think it's a whole different metric. That's just fucking not on this planet.
It's not. So really quickly, because I know you guys.
You guys fucking kill it on YouTube.
But let us kill it on podcast.
Y'all are winning.
But now you're about to talk shit.
You all know about CPMs because here's the thing I fucking know about you guys.
I figured this out early.
Y'all are marketers. Y'all are born fucking marketers. Yes.
Why? What do we do?
I just know it.
I'm not saying they're fake.
I'm not saying they're fake. What I'm saying is they know what the fuck they're doing.
I will say, because I'm not trying to blow up our spot and
all right, really, great really.
Job, but people look at us. First and foremost, let me just say, we have a podcast and we're on YouTube right now. People are probably watching us mostly on YouTube. We have a podcast. We do not put this in video format. So people are like, you guys think you're fucking hot. No one sees us when we're talking.
No one sees us on our fucking podcast.
What does CPM mean?
Wait, hold on.
What does CPM mean?
It's clicks per...
I don't know what it stands for. I don't know the acronym.
Views per thousand.
Cost per thousand impressions.
Okay. So what I'm saying is
You know that.
So what I'm saying though is... There are so many people that try to give us shit for you're a podcaster and you're trying to capitalize on looks or whatever. No one fucking sees us. All the people here is what they hear.
I'll give you this word and I never do it. Y'all are brilliant.
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 Nah, I'll say it.
Tom, you get that?
Brilliant.
Your girls are brilliant.
I have to say that people look at us and I get it. You can think those chicks are stupid as fuck and they talk about sex. We are not fucking dumb. So thank you for saying that, Logan.
Thank you, Logan.
And your butthole.
Your podcast, thank you. Your podcast is called Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
Can I call your daddy?
Yeah.
No. Well, you could.
You could.
If you called him right now and we had a conversation.
He knows I'm here.
He would be like,
my dad's a television producer.
Is he cool?
Yeah, he's cool.
Where do you get your coolness from? Sophia, what about you? How you guys?
Where do I get my coolness from?
Like
your mom. My mom is more the cool
really?
Factor.
Yeah.
She's cool. She's hot.
My mom's a psychologist.
You would try to fuck her probably.
Really?
She's a milfie.
Do you want to FaceTime her?
How old is she?
Yeah. She's 45.
Yeah, let's call her instead,
maybe.
FaceTime her.
She had you when she was 19 or 20?
What?
She had me
when she was 20.
Yeah. She's cool. She's down to earth. She's older than Mike.
No, I'm not FaceTiming my mom.
Can I say this? I cannot wait to party with you guys.
I'm so excited. We're going to have the best time.
I don't know if y'all are gonna follow through.
No, you are.
We do have to go to a meeting after this, and then we're down,
and then we'll come back.
No, same. You don't have to come back.
You know why I'm nervous, and I was. I told Evan this.
Do you think we're gonna be weird?
No.
Wait, let's talk first impressions. This is good.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
Look in the wall behind you. We've had some pretty big guests on. I've never been nervous for a podcast.
No. You were nervous today?
Was nervous.
Really?
Why? Can we ask you why?
Y'all are very pretty. More so because I don't get intimidated by pretty girls. Y'all are witty and funny. And I know you're smart because I know how funny people work.
Oh.
And so,
thank you.
I feel like I'm looking in a mirror.
I'm scared of myself.
You guys kind of look like brother and sister.
I know. We could low key go.
Fuck?
No,
they,
I know.
They look like brother and sister.
And I feel like our humor is kind of...
No, yeah. Please.
It's the same.
Please come over here for one sec.
Oh, no.
Look at this fucking shit,
dude.
It is.
It's no, there's month. Like something... Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, dude, they're related, bro. You're related to Jimmy Seville.
Yeah, I feel you.
as much of an atomic bomb I can be, I was a little nervous that y'all might be the same way. And honestly, it's been incredible.
We're vibing. I can feel the energy.
I feel you. I think the reason we don't have guests on our show is because we struggle with we have this energy where when you go to our podcast, we don't do podcasts normally. Like, we edit our podcast, so
it's this speed. Not a lot of podcasts are this speed.
I'll be honest.
You never get bored.
I'll be honest with you. I'm insane. I'm crazy. I'm a fucking spaz. All right. Yeah. So I bring that pain. Yeah. But I'll also say this. I've never had a bad first date.
Oh no.
Wait. Are you from left field? Bro.
I know hold that, on, but on, I want to bring it back to first impressions.
Okay. Wait.
I have when you guys first met me today, what was that like?
Oh, you were like chill. Yeah. Totally chill.
Yeah.
Chill is the word.
No. You were actually way better than the few things that I've seen on Impulsive. You were really cool.
No, this is the thing. I'll be completely honest. So what happens is Logan's image right now is like he looks like a little halo over his head, and you kind of like spit the shit that he shouldn't say for whatever brand shit you've got going. Like, I get it. And I see that, and I think it's brilliant because even when you trash him, you're low-key like, yeah, keep saying it because you throw the trash.
It's almost like they know our secret.
Anyone on the internet that's like, fuck you, Mike. It's like, no, he's low-key saying exactly what Logan wants to say, but he's throwing it to Mike. And I get that, and it's brilliant.
Some of it.
No.
I have to jump out and say some of the shit.
Is this all getting cut?
But I do want to say that I respect that because I think a lot of times, like, people look probably shit on you more than him. But people do shit on you. Our DMs are why the fuck are you going on that show?
In terms of first impressions, amazing.
Yeah, you guys are chill. I get why you're saying like it was a little intimidating though.
A lot of people say that.
Well, our boss, Dave, is like, we say like, we don't want to do this. And he's like, okay, fine.
There's this whole thing where he like doesn't tell us no.
Wait, so you're his boss then?
Kind of.
You guys say sometimes you say tits out for the boys.
Do we?
I heard it a couple times today. All right. You definitely said it. I can pull it up.
No, I've said it probably.
And now that you can't acknowledge you said it, I'm skipping this fucking topic.
Okay.
Yep, smart.
Like, absolutely tits out for the boys. Like, if you've got great tits, show them. Like,
I just don't remember. I say a lot of outlandish shit that I don't remember, but I'll always stand by it.
Hey, this is a question.
Okay.
When it comes to finishing, ejaculation, coming, whatever you want to call it.
Nice.
There is a point of no return.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
That point could be dangerous.
Yeah.
Like she could ask you to fucking marry her and you're about to come. You're like, fine.
Yeah.
Like you're like, fuck, bitch, I'm there. So I'm like, fine.
Yo, that's, yes. But I'm talking about
stopping
like,
it.
Stop. Like brilliant. Sometimes you've gone too far.
Yep. Right.
And you can't not.
And then sometimes she's on top of your dick and holding your dick inside of her.
No, that's fine.
She's like, it's you're worse coming when in she, me.
It's worse when it's not inside her.
Oh.
And she.
I'll explain it for him because I could say it.
Okay.
Occasionally, I will be in a real juicy situation. I don't know how else to say it. A real juicy situation, and I want to go longer, but I know this girl has driven me to the brink of my existence.
Nothing you can do.
So what I will do, which I'm sure you guys have experienced, is a quick pull out. What I like to call.
Oh,
a break.
Yep.
You're gonna come too fast.
Yes. Yeah. Well, not even too fast, but even if you're like 20 minutes in and you want to go 30.
But if you're fucking a 10, you should be jacking off a little bit before you fuck her.
Clear the pipes. I get it.
But so you
pull out and now you're sitting there. But listen, I don't know how to say it.
It's too late. You come with you holding your dick in your hand.
And you're just coming out of your side. Yeah. And you have your dick in your hand. And you're like, hold on, babe.
Oh, like I'm getting.
And you want to take a break, but a prisoner escapes.
And it happens.
Like you have a breakout.
Okay. A prisoner. It's a prison break, right. my friend.
All the prison.
Okay.
It's so like a little baby. Right.
So there's a difference because sometimes you're trying to be careful. Mm-hmm. You don't have a condom. I don't know why you wouldn't wear a condom in this day and age. Everyone should have protected sex. Please wear rubbers.
Condoms
wear condoms. Always have protected sex. But for some reason, you don't have a condom on for this one time.
Every other time,
wear condoms. Always wear condoms. I don't know what fucking happened. Wear condoms. Always. There's too many diseases out there. Do your best.
Uses condoms.
Okay.
Do it.
But
this one fucking time your condom broke or something and you're about to come and you pull out and you're sitting there and a little dribble pops out. Not a prison break. What do you do? Because now you're
not the dribble's easy, bro. Prison break is the problem, to be honest.
Is it easy?
And then you have to I've finished it.
That's so bad.
What are you asking? Like, for the girl to still come?
To tell her?
No, I'm saying, how do you deal with the situation?
If you clean your shit, do you think you could keep going? But first of all, any guy that's not trying to go round two with a bitch, like you are a little bitch.
Round two takes place after round one.
Of
round, when you box round one ends and a girl comes around with a little card that says two on it, okay? If you think that there's no fucking break between round one and round two,
there has to be a break. No,
I gotta go get right with God. I'm standing in the mirror and I'm planning out my 401k.
There are some men that don't need a break. There are some men that don't
need a
break.
Who are they?
No, I know these men.
They do exist.
I know these men.
What, their dick just, are they 12?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are. They're all 12.
No, or her ex-boyfriend.
My ex-boyfriend was like psycho.
Shots, Chris. We love you.
If you accidentally come when you weren't supposed to, go down on her. Give her the best head she's ever had.
And clean your
Make
shit
her
a little.
Come in your mouth.
See,
Use the sheet.
That's how you know a pro when they're multitasking.
And look,
I'm going down, I'm cleaning off. Yeah. I'm getting my dick rehard and I'm coming back.
But when you're cleaning, can I just say also, if you're like low-key, like, babe, can you kind of suck me off? Make sure she gets that shit out, because you don't want any fucking babies up in this bitch.
Have her suck you clean.
I don't think it works like that.
But if there's fucking still cum on you.
Have y'all ever had a pregnancy scare?
No. I mean, yeah, but I've never actually been pregnant. No. But I've kind of been like, my period's a day late, but never actually pregnant.
No, no, no. I've never been like,
but I've gotten a little scared before. I think any woman having sex will have a pregnancy scare. Yeah. That's it.
Have you ever had a pregnancy scare? Even on birth control.
Yo, I don't get scared. It's kind of fucked up.
He wants a kid. Okay. He wants a kid.
When do you do?
Logan.
I know, it's fucked
Logan.
Up.
Logan.
Nah, I know, I'm bored.
And I know you don't use condoms.
Don't say that.
He does. He is hardcore. Fine. Condemnation.
Yeah, and you know what? The girls that are fucking you are like poking the holes into the condoms. Be like, hey,
oh, hell yeah.
Right, Logan, do you know all these girls?
He's got a private chef.
You have a vault. Logan. You have a condom vault and a condom station.
You're like, I brought it this time. Yeah, yeah. You're like, bitch, it's poked holes, you little fucking skank.
Right, it looks like a strainer from the kitchen.
Hey, yo. This whole podcast has been about sex.
Okay, let's talk.
It's natural.
But when you guys don't talk about sex, like, what do you talk about?
Oh my God.
Is there anything else?
Honestly, our podcast obviously has sex in it. We talk about a ton of other shit.
Yeah.
Just personal experiences. Like, we talked about how we took fucking food on a plane. It was the most embarrassing shit ever. Because we kind of threw it in the garbage.
Fish sandwich smelled like a pussy. No. And everyone
on
the plane was fucking pissed.
You just made it sex again.
But the fucking flight attendant. Have you ever had a flight attendant make you throw out food?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Okay, well, it was the most embarrassing thing, but we talk about a lot of stuff, other shit.
Like even
social media.
Social media. Social media up in this bitch.
Very important here in LA.
It is.
We have social media.
I'm just wondering, because like, as a dude, as a fucking alpha type guy, it's so easy to be stimulated and intrigued by what you guys are saying.
Oh my God, yeah.
But like, I want to try so hard to humanize you and not just make you sex talkers.
No, we talk about sex.
Do you guys like sports?
Fuck yeah. My dad works at the NHL. No.
What team?
Philadelphia Flyers.
If I started dating
I played Division
you
One soccer.
And I met I was your dad, would he make me do pull-ups when I walked in the door?
No.
Is that kind of guy?
No, but he'd be like, what the fuck do you do? And like, do you have talent?
Well,
like,
and I'd say, I don't know, and no. To
be like, all right, well, are you going to be successful and can make my daughter happy?
I'd say probably, guy.
Yeah. He'd be like, prove it to me, bitch.
And then I'd do pull-ups.
No, I like sports. Yeah, I played soccer.
You walk out of the club, you had 40 shots. What fast food are you getting?
Ooh, I'm going to say In-N-Out, and she's going to disagree.
Dude, I had In-N-Out for the first time
Chick-fil-A.
In my life.
Not In-N-Out. Chick-fil-A is number one.
Oh, is it number one?
Of all things.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A is a beautiful
down the street, 1 mile. It's on the corner.
Are you guys going to eat it? Yeah. Or do you guys get the grilled chicken instead of the fries?
Are you crazy?
Do you get grilled chicken?
I don't.
I'm with you. In-N-Out is not.
It's not that.
It's not. So what do you like better?
I don't believe you when you say that.
Shake Shack's my favorite. What?
You're saying you like it?
Five guys.
I love In-N-Out more than Shake Shack.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
You like it?
I like In-N-Out more than Shake Shack.
Did you get your fries animal style?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making
sure. Every time.
I know you guys are like top notch.
I had it for the first time last night and I was like so upset.
But I honestly like McDonald's. Like, is that disgusting?
No, you're good.
I like it.
I love McDonald's.
We've got a dwarf friend that lives at this house and he orders McDonald's
every night.
Dude, like a McDouble can like fuck me every night. I love a McDouble.
A Big Mac.
A McDouble is Gucci.
I'm a McDonald's
breakfast kind of guy.
Oh my God. Yeah. So
I'm
good.
I'm not so good.
You don't fuck with McGriddles or
not, not
you don't
too
fuck
much.
With hash browns?
Not
you
too
don't
much.
Fuck with hash browns.
You don't fuck with hash browns?
I would rather get like a Big Mac situation than the breakfast.
Fuck!
Yo.
Oh, McGriddle.
What can we talk about not sex related?
All right, what do you
our
guys...
podcast is really only Here, half here's one. Sex.
You guys like flowers?
Hey, like hey, if I'm gonna slide into some DMs. Ooh. By the way, is that how is that? Did I Twitter DM you?
Oh.
Twitter DM. By the way.
Oh yeah, shit. That was an interesting one. Why not Instagram?
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
I felt like I was just on Twitter. And
what do you want to talk to her about politics? What do you
Logan
doing
doesn't
on Twitter,
follow no? me on Instagram.
Loser. Oh shit.
Right, stop.
Wait, what's your IG?
No, you have to follow. Call her daddy.
It's nah, honestly, come on, brand
we're
pages.
We're supposed to be taking over the chicks page right now.
Oh fuck.
I was gonna say the most effective way.
No, I.
To DM like what's
you
a, what's
mentioned
a,
me in your ha- story.
I didn't.
Stop.
Oh yeah, I have you right here.
Do y'all have a go-to?
Of what? Oh, like a DM?
Because I'm lazy.
This is my biggest advice to guys. I think that DMs are so saturated. And I think one of the best ways to DM a girl is replying to her story.
Yeah.
When it's really.
That's all I ever do.
And if you can relate yourself to it. Because half the time, if it listen, everyone's fucking selfish in this world. Let's be real. Like, you don't really give a shit about my life. You know what I mean? Like, when people start ranting about their shit, you're like, okay, I'm bored.
Yeah.
If you reply to someone's shit, like that girl's like, oh,
if you
also,
have
hit, he fucking wants
also,
to get to know
if,
me.
If you're sending me a hey, what's up?
Bye.
Die.
Done.
If how you are you doing today?
I will go one step and agree with you so much that I will say if you are hitting send message on a girl's profile, you have already lost. You have already lost.
Yeah.
You have already lost. Because also, listen to me. No, because to your point, their story is in your feed.
Yeah.
Comment on something they're doing.
If you
make it relatable,
if you're genuinely funny, boom. You won me over.
But
you
also,
won me over if
I
you
have
make
to
me
say,
laugh.
Guys need to stop, and girls do this too, but like people need to stop unsending DMs. Cause like you look fucking weak.
Yeah.
Like you're a little bitch boy. Yeah. So like
how's
stop.
That?
Like, please stop.
No, because, we talked about
listen,
this.
Like, you,
we talked about it. I did it once, and the girl called me the fuck out.
You're right.
And it can be a conversation. Like, you're funny, so, like, you could, like, bounce back.
Oh, by the way,
maybe.
It worked.
Yeah.
She goes, are you just going to unsend and
you
respond
just keep
to till I responded? I was like, yeah, fuck it.
But was it your initial DM that you did, and you just kept resending it and unsending and resending it?
No,
so it kept getting to the top.
I changed it.
But I'm saying to, like, she had never responded.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But there's a girl, there's like one or two. I'm like straight up four deep. Like I just don't give a fuck. But also, they're not DMs
four.
Like they're not DMs like
emojis.
You think. They're just
what do
emojis.
You mean?
They're literally just emojis.
Oh,
so at this point,
like
I'm,
the surfer.
Yes, that's
so
what
at
I
this
use.
Point,
that's
no,
my
no, I do the dancing girl. So at this point, it's for the joke. Like at
right.
what point?
Alex,
like,
what's your ideal DM?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
What do you want?
If a guy sent me emojis or a hey, what's up, not responding.
Die, dump.
It would have
balcony,
to be. It would have
yourself.
To be a witty joke about some story I posted.
I want to show you this.
So
actually.
what I try to do is first and foremost for guys, if you are ever fucking going and liking a girl's bikini picture in your first round of likes, go fuck yourself. You're done. You're never getting laid. Like
sorry,
absolutely not.
When you follow, you go and you hit. When
no,
you
no.
Hit.
When guys go and they go and like a girl's bikini picture.
With,
done.
Is
done.
This pre?
No.
Sorry, is this
done.
Pre-follow?
Pre-follow and pre-like.
Or
so
even,
you're
or
talking
even
about.
After
so
following.
You're talking about the round of 3 to 4 likes
yeah.
that you hit to
you
be like, yo, do you notice
yeah.
me?
You can
that
never
you're
pick
not,
her bikini
no.
picture. Ever.
I
no.
have also. I, this is don't why I love that. Having this conversation with you guys because I've always been curious about it. For the longest time, I skipped bikini pictures and I went with like her smiling with her sister,
absolutely.
All of that shit. But then I said to myself. This girl's really proud of her bikini picture.
Yeah.
She's got a great
no, no,
ass.
No.
She's poking it out. Yeah. Why am I going to skip
okay.
that?
Tell me. So this is what you do. So what you're going to do is in the first round of likes, you absolutely don't acknowledge the bikini because if girls are posting bikini pictures, they like themselves. They feel that. I'm like, my ass looks good. My tits look good. you're going to like shit that is like relevant to them. So if this bitch has gone to Italy and traveled abroad or whatever, you're liking that shit and you're finding a way to slide in through that. Hey, my family's from Italy, or I've been to Italy. And you try to make an emotional like connection that has nothing to do with physical. Once you guys start talking and once you've slid in, she's answering you. Yeah. What you're then going to do is you send her her bikini picture. You're like, hey, after just stalking while, you right though. Now. You look really good. Yeah. But it's like, it's like 2 weeks.
So emotional first.
Men don't realize if you really want to fuck a girl, you put sex completely out of your picture. mind until you're in that moment.
Which is why I said
and
before,
a lot of guys don't get that.
The less you
sex dive, out of your mind.
The easiest way to explain it is the less you try.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not for sex.
Yeah. But guys are still out there liking like fucking 30 pictures,
women,
and I'm like,
girls feel under attack all the time.
Whoa, what's going on? No. Like, don't do that, but bro. You look desperate.
But do you think that technique will get like once enough guys start to figure out, do you think it might? So like, I was always on that wave. I would be like, yo, here's a picture of her, their diploma.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to her about liberal arts.
Yeah.
Here's
but
a picture.
Don't overdo it either.
Yeah. Like, don't just, you can't be too transparent. I can tell when a guy's like, diploma and university, me too. Yeah. My sister-in-law's brother, sister's cats went there. And I'm like, huh?
Do
like,
you,
fuck out of here with that
here's
shit.
Here's a big question, especially in LA, but I'm sure it's New York and everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you decide your response to a DM or initial liking spree based on the amount of followers the guy has? Be fucking honest.
Yeah. Okay, so to me, yes and no. So and this is what I usually say and call her daddy. It's natural to see if a guy has a blue check mark, you're like, okay, like, who is this person? Because it also naturally, like, it just weeds it out. When you're going through your DMs, you're the same. And it's like, oh, a blue check.
If you
even
go through your DMs.
But no.
He's not able to. It's
insane. Okay. So that's absolutely, I'm not going to front. Like, absolutely, if you see a blue check, fuck yeah. However, when I go see a guy, there are so many guys that, one, I know if a guy is insecure, if he's only posting all group photos. Who the fuck are you? Where are you? Are you the shortest one in the group? Are you,
What if he's only posting solo photos?
Fuck no.
Then that's
Selfies are big.
I kind of only post fish pictures.
Get the fuck out of here.
All of your pictures are you holding up a fish from your fucking fishing trip?
A largemouth bass. You're holding a largemouth bass.
Guys need to stop.
Shut the fuck up.
No one cares.
No one gives a fuck about your fish.
Who are you to determine who
they're them?
No one cares about the fish. If you want to get fucked, I'm sorry,
Logan.
I don't have a single fish.
I know, but just fall back. It's okay.
I might in the future.
No, but you shouldn't.
You can have one or two.
Also, khakis. Get the fuck out of here.
Or guys that are leaning up against their fucking car. Bye.
See the fuck.
Get out. I don't care if it's a Lambo.
The fucked up thing about it is.
What is this? What is this?
I saw y'all do this.
This one's funny. I do the double horns. All right.
Sometimes I just don't know what to do.
You know what I mean? Like, what?
The number one.
Because
I do that. I saw this video.
Why?
And it's super funny to poke fun at because a lot of guys go to this. This is the go-to.
So wait, what's the solution?
Y'all have anything better for us?
The solution is you can have your arms down like this, but don't have your legs spread apart and your fucking chin to the ceiling.
Who does that? Smile at the camera.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber did it the other day.
Literally, this thing. Still not okay. Still not okay. So head down, head normal, and then legs. The solution is that.
Yo, the fucked up thing about it is when I hear you guys talk.
That's just like aggressive.
When I hear you guys talk about these things.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you guys exist in a group of people that understand it? Like, when you say things, I know these things already.
Yeah.
If you are posing with fish on your Instagram, no girl is gonna talk.
No, I didn't know. Because there are
Tinder profiles out there that simply say, if you have a fish in your picture, I've already swiped left. It's literally. Yeah.
Dude, people have their fucking dog as their picture. I'm like, I'm not trying to fuck a dog. Yeah. I'm not into that
or
shit.
Or a group as photo their main as their photo profile.
Is their dog. Yeah. Like, you good?
Nah,
you
but wait, just, but hold up. Yeah. That's. I feel like that might be a dude's ploy to be like cute and funny.
No. With your too, dog, one thing. If done. It's your dog, I'm like,
I've seen guys I'm do not that really just their
what
dog.
Is it called? What do we call that girl for? What is it?
Bestiality.
Stop trying to fuck your dog.
That's no good.
What if they're looking for girls that literally are trying to fuck
their
dog? Well,
then,
we should make a dating app for that one.
Hey, listen, can we go to the audio? Audio only?
Yes. We're going to get wild. Right, we're going to get disgusting. Let's go.
It's going to get fucking crazy. Hit us up
on
Spotify.
Actually, no.
Because
then he's going to get more listens than us.
Yeah, you got it.
What?
Rate us 5 stars in the iTunes store.
And also call her daddy.
Yeah, listen to the Call Her Daddy
call
podcast.
Her daddy.
Where can they find you guys on social media?
Shout your IGs out.
Call Her Daddy
Alexandra
on Instagram.
Cooper and Sophia Franklin.
Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y.
These girls, y'all are hilarious.
Why
now,
are
you know how to have
you.
Sex. Now you know how to find a mate.
Woo-hoo.
Impulsive X, call her daddy. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Hit that subscribe button and hit us up on Spotify and iTunes right now. We're going to get juicy. Take it easy.
It's like we could talk for 6 hours.
I know. How long have we been talking?
This is kind of intimate, but maybe let's get your views on this other part of your episode.
Listen on Spotify and iTunes.
Spotify. What do you think is like your best thing in bed? Like, what do you think you're like proud of? Like, each of you, you're like, oh, I like, or you're good in this position,
this is gonna sound so whack. I don't know. Like, you're either way into this or you're not at all. All
right, say it.
Anal.
It's so whack. I don't even
know. Say it. We don't fucking
like,
judge.
I fuck you like I love you.
Okay.
Not all the time. Okay. That doesn't always mean
is that a certain
like you can tell I care.
Yeah,
I care. Whether that's like your sweatshirt degrading you, it's few times am I literally just having sex to get off.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a huge reason why girls end up being like, Logan is actually the one for me.
Hey,
what?
Girls, how are you?
Hi.
Logan is honestly some guy that I think deserves the world. No. And he's honestly the best guy in the world. No. Like, honestly, husband material off of this bitch.
I love it.
You've proved yourself.
I have some maturing to do still.
Yeah.
You know.
You guys are
don't
killing
we
it.
All.
We're proud
don't
of
we
you
all.
Guys.
Don't we all?
Eating.
Kill him tonight.
Hey, how'd you guys meet?
Random. She met a girl in a fucking Uber pool, and I met the girl.
It's not really Uber pool.
But kind
I'm
of.
Rich now. I wouldn't do that.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm not rich.
Not on salary, you aren't. Barstool, come over to the Maverick House. We'll make you real rich.
Please. Barstool, fuck you.
We met a random friend that we both didn't really know, and she was like, yo, like this girl's looking for a roommate, and we met, and the day we met, we were going to like lease apartments. We signed a lease in an apartment. We went out. We got fucked up together. I was like, bitch, I love you.
The day we met, we signed a lease.
That's amazing.
It was fate.
Yeah.
So how did you guys meet?
We were fucking this broad
DPing.
I was DPing a
like
girl.
Said,
my wiener
like
was
said,
touching his, and I was like, I kind of love your wiener. Like,
I almost for the first
time.
Yo,
you kind of got a good looking schlong.
For the first time, I don't even want to say the brand name. But
what?
Those things over there. Okay, those giant bean bags.
Oh,
I
just saw Oh wait, sorry.
Were you gonna say porn?
No,
I know what you're gonna say.
LA's a beautiful.
Don't say it.
Okay, so yes, a bean bag situation.
We
is it your company? I get it.
We did a brand gig a while back, and then we became friends, and then. He reached out to me for it. I'm gonna just fuck myself.
Nah, what in the fuck?
Hey, can we?
No,
listen, it's small talk. Hey, thank you guys for coming on Impulsive.
Thank you.
I don't want you to leave yet.
I don't
want
to go.
No, guys, we had
it
fun.
Was
always
so fun.
Go listen to Call Her Daddy. If you want to listen and learn how to eat a girl out, fucking
or
lick
give
that
a blowjob.
Cooch gobbler
or
combo.
Or trap a fuck boy.
Double goop.
Or how to not catch feelings.
Leave Logan
Let's
Paul
go.
And come to us.
We love you guys. Thanks
love
for listening.
You.
Bye.
Subscribe.
Thanks,
okay.
Subscribe. Five ratings. Huh?
Thank you,
five
Spencer.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right.
The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.